Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I held a cup standing with his hand on his cord.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Alana Lacaste is here. Alana is a new friend. She's a co-owner and co-founder of Soccer Girl Probs, LLC, Soccer Girl without the I, G-R-L, P-R-O-O-B-S, Is that a .com on the end of that, Elena?
Yes, it is.
So soccergirlprobs.com is the website where you can find your videos there and your is that also your Twitter account?
Yep, and our apparel line and blogs and everything.
Yeah, we were talking in the last segment about their how they were started tweeting. She and her three teammates and friends and their Division I soccer team started tweeting about the challenges of being a woman athlete and all the issues that they had to go through and they tweeted about it. It all turned into a kind of a sensation. They came up with some videos and those became sensational, and now they've got a clothing line. And so that's what I want to talk about this segment, Elena, is the business part of this. Neither one of you were business majors, which actually might be to your advantage, to be honest with you. and so now you're selling a lot of stuff, right? How many pieces of apparel are you selling in a month?
We sell over 2,000 pieces of apparel a month, and our store has over 30 products.
And these all have imprints of your tweets. Some of the funny things that people like about what you say about women athletes, the issues they deal with.
Yeah, they're usually quotes that have come out of our mouth that's just kind of stuck, and then we put them on a shirt, and girls like to represent us. So it's awesome.
Right, and you guys got a little attitude too, don't you? I mean, you guys got a lip on you, don't you?
We're not that scared to speak the truth. I guess
there you go. That's what I think people like about it. All right, so. What are you doing about protecting your intellectual property? Because all those things coming out of your mouth belong to you. It's your property as much as your car or your house is or your money. That belongs to you. What are you doing about protecting that?
We have a lawyer who's given us we've set up a copyright and a trademark for pretty much everything associated with Soccer Girl Problems, and some of our video series we have a copyright on as well, and our silhouette image of our logo with the soccer ball with a girl silhouette beside of her face is also trademarked as well.
Right. Now, listen, one thing about the trademark, you can't trademark something if you're not prepared to defend it.
Mm-hmm.
Because just if you trademark something and you don't defend it, you might as well have saved your money.
Yes.
So that's one thing you have to be prepared to do, is if somebody tries to start knocking off your T-shirts or whatever, you got to go after them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So budget for that. My point is budget for that. Budget a legal account for that.
Mm-hmm.
To go after those people. And you might be surprised to find out that it's not just some fly-by-night organization in the shadows. It might be some big company that does it.
That's right. That's very good advice.
Yeah, so think about that. So where's this going? Where's your enterprise going? What do you think?
Well, we just got back from being in Canada for 32 days, and that was a huge growing period for women's soccer in general and for our company as well. So we're kind of just taking that momentum, and we're just staying with it and keeping moving on up. So we kept trying to make more appearances around the country at National Women's Soccer League games. We're doing more appearances at camps and tournaments, and we're expanding our store. So really want to run with what the U.S. Women's National Team has done for women's soccer.
So what did you think about the Women's World Cup?
It was incredible.
How fun was that?
It was amazing. We got the opportunity to travel around and follow all of their games, so we got to watch, I think, over 8 games in total, 8 or 9. It was absolutely amazing to be there in person.
That's what you were doing in Canada, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because the games were just north of you. You're in New York, and the games are just north of you across the line. So What do you think about this? Not that controversy, but a little bit of a recognition that the men's soccer team made a lot more money than the women's soccer team in terms of pay for the athletes. What do you think about all that?
Yeah, I think unfortunately that is just the trend amongst across all professions. So I'm not very surprised that it's the same way with women's soccer. But I think what they're doing and the success that they're having is showing that they really do deserve equal pay, and they really are proving themselves as athletes to be just as equal as the men. So I really do hope that we start to see improvement in that very soon.
Well, of course, now when you get into business, you have to realize that there's no Title IX in business, right? And business is all about the customer and about attracting the audience, right? So, I mean, that's part of the reality too, isn't it?
Yes, that is very true. But, I mean, we're at the point now where the women's team is bringing more television viewers than the men's team did. So
right.
We're starting to prove it.
If that's the case and they don't make as much money, then that's wrong. That's certainly an inequity there.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see some progress made very soon. But despite that, I guess it's going to take a little.
Are you guys going to advocate for that, or some of your slogans and logos on your some of the comments on your apparel? Are you going to comment on that?
We're very dedicated to helping improve the individual to become a stronger and more confident
right.
female.
So right.
Kind of pushes the young girls don't really. I mean, they care about it, but I don't know if they want it necessarily.
Give us your website again, please.
Our website?
Yes.
SoccerGirlProbs.com. Girl spelled
G-R-L. All right, SoccerGirlProbs.com. Check it out. Elena, good job today. Keep up the good work and keep me posted on how things are going.
Thank you so much for having us.
See you next time. Congratulations. I'm proud of you guys.
Thank you so much.
Elena Locas, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. We'll keep up with her.
Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened before in the history of the marketplace. Hi, this
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.